wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. Sisters and brothers, this is the Mind of God program. On the Mind of God program, which is the program of the universe, we endeavor daily to think correctly. We endeavor daily to destroy from within the mind that is pointed towards wickedness, death, hell, and destruction, the demonic mind, the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction internally and externally. We want to climb up out of that mentality and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind that is the mind of the universe built on the characteristics and attributes that are consistent with and commensurate to living, existing for all. In that God, Christ mentality, we see that the poor, working class, masses of the people, we should find it beneficial to come together, organize together, cross and obliterate all boundaries and barriers that separate us, whether those boundaries or barriers are gender, race, ethnicity, religious or political ideology or philosophy, age, whatever it is that divides us. We must cross all of those barriers and boundaries, destroy all of those barriers and boundaries. It is to our best interest to come together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My dear and wonderful, beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I am ever thankful to such beautiful sisters such as Venice for rendering such beautiful service to the human family. I pray that the Most High continues to bless that dear, wonderful, and beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Let's now, with every fiber in our being, give praises to the Almighty. We praise the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes we hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, We say Yahweh Ab, or Yahweh Ab, Yahweh Abba. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord, as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh as Father. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word, and the African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic. In the African Hebrew, you find Allah as a verb, 5927, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This verb, this action word, has to do with ascending, not descending, but ascending and excelling, and other words having to do with going up and coming up and being brought up. The Almighty Father Allah, in his mind of supreme knowledge, is able to reach us from the dirt and the mud and the muck and the mire of this no good rotten system. We who are considered the lowest of human beings, the Most High, the grace of the Most High, interfering into our affairs, reaching down into the mud to reach the lowest sister and the lowest brother and ascend us up out of this muck and mire of this rotten system, and ascend us into his mind of supreme knowledge, and excel us and empower us that we may, with this supreme knowledge, we are enabled to defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked system, and we are then prepared and equipped to bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, one of the names of the Almighty Father is Amen or Amun. Amen or Amun. This word dealing with the birth process and how the sacred and divine Father emitting that eternal seed and germ of life called sperm, emitted into darkness. This is a birth process. This process taking place in the darkness. So the Almighty Father, known as Amun or Amen, which means darkness, having to do with that sacred and divine power, hidden and unseen. That's the definition of Amun, Amen. Hidden, this process hidden and unseen from the physical eye. So the Almighty Father, the sacred and divine, hidden and unseen power in the universe. Now, in the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father, known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also give praises to the Almighty Mother, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Almighty Creatress. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Ain. Putting that together with Yahweh, Yahuwah, we get Yahweh, Ain. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as also having the attribute of conceiving. That is Yahweh as Mother. Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord, is an African Hebrew scientific word teaching us the science of birth. The root of Yahweh is Hayah in the African Hebrew language. This word has to do with that which causes all to come into being. That which causes all to come into existence. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. All of these effects were caused to come into being. And that scientific reality that caused all to come into being is referred to as Yahweh, existing. And who can argue against existing and living and the power of life being that causative factor that has caused all to come into existence and being? The Almighty Mother, in the book of Proverbs, referred to in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom, Kokmoth, 2454, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. That word, Kokmoth, wisdom in the African Hebrew language, is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. See, there's that word conceived. The Father begets, the Mother conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is our mother, mother of universe, mother of creation, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh and Ruach Ka. You hear the Ka, Ruach Ka. When you run the words together, you hear Ruach Ka, Kadosh. See, Ka, that word in the African Kemet Egyptian language that has to do with spirit, because the Africans taught the whole human family that the scientific reality is that there is nothing dead in the universe. All in the universe are alive and animated with the spirit and soul of the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, Ruach Ka Kadosh. Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, that word is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. The word Kadosh is the word for that which is holy, sanctified. So we saw the whole of the universe as holy, righteous, sanctified. Ka, the spirit in the universe causing all to be holy and revered. We should revere all of the universe as being part of the Most High. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Allah, and we hear our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il Allah, and you hear Allah, Allah is the mother, Allah is the father. Properly understood, this phrase means none but our mother Allah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say, properly understood, in the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. You find Allah in the African Hebrew language under the number 5931 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. You have 5928, 5929, 5930. These are Allah, spelled with an O. These words are the feminine counterpart to Allah, which is 5927. And Allah, 59282930, has to do with the ascender in the feminine, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Sacred Divine Feminine, raises us up into her mind of supreme wisdom, empowering us to do what? Change our occurrence and circumstance. And Allah is occurrence, circumstance, 5931, so that we are able to ascend and excel the system with this supreme wisdom and change our occurrence and circumstance and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, one of her names, Amonet, that womb that reveals that which is hidden. Amun or Amen, the Almighty Father, hidden. The work of birth being hidden, taking place in darkness, taking place away from the physical eye, hidden. And Amonet, the Almighty Mother, that womb that takes that which is hidden and reveals that which is hidden. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahoshua. Yahshua is the feminine. Yahoshua is the masculine. We recognize both the sacred divine feminine and the sacred and divine masculine, Yahshua and Yahoshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, but Christ has this day been revealed in the personality of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. All of this is to teach us that Christ is each and every one of us. Our spirit and soul energy is Christ in human flesh. And the quicker that we understand that reality, we begin to manifest that power. And we begin to become Christ in human flesh and become the new names of Christ in these days and times, fulfilling the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come in new names. New names. Our names become new. We become new people, new creatures, new creations. New men, new women, new boys, new girls, because now we know that we are Christ in human flesh, and now we know that it is our duty to uphold one another, love one another, lift one another, deliver and liberate, bring liberation to the human family, more specifically, the poor, the working class, the fatherless, the widows, the disenfranchised, the disinherited. We are to bring Sabbath to the whole of the human family and the whole of the planet Earth, alleviate all debt slavery, exploitation, warfare, bloodshed. Return the land, wealth, resources. Return time, energy, and space into the hands of all and not just a few. Lead captivity captive. That means liberate those who are in the jails and the prisons. Literal jails, literal prisons, but the prison of this system international. That is our mission. I want it to continue to look at the birth of Christ, as one might say, the birth of Yahushua. We are yet in the Christ Mass season. We want to see and take our time and look at the science of the birth of Jesus, keeping in mind the science of the temple and the science of the sun and the science of the zodiac, this African teaching of the science of the universe. Now in St. Luke, and we want to see that this science is applicable to all of us. When we realize that these scriptures are speaking scientific reality that is applicable to ourselves, then we realize the power that is within us to change our life circumstance individually and collectively. Verse 35 of chapter 1 in the book of Luke. And the angel answered unto her, answered Mary. Remember that Miriam, which is the African Hebrew original that we get Maria and that we get Mary. Miriam means rebellion, their rebellion, because the people were rebelling against Rome. You had various rebellions going on, various political thought, political philosophy. Some said rebel peacefully. Some said go into the wilderness, and if the people come to you, fine, and wait on the coming of Messiah. Some became bandits, just rebelled in a destructive type of way. Some became zealots and rebelled by taking up arms and robbing the rich and giving to the poor. Other zealots took up arms and went into the wilderness to take up arms and attempt to bring liberation. Others said, we want to take this message of the universe. This would be John the Baptist and Yahushua. Take this message of the universe and take it to the people and empower the people through teaching. And through the teaching and the knowledge and wisdom of the Most High in the universe and empowering the people to understand the power to rule is within them. Through that way, the people would organize, come together, throw off Rome, destroy the influence of Rome and Caesar in their lives. So what we see is various methods being implemented. We have to see the scripture as political education. And so this angel is talking to Miriam, talking to the rebellion. The angel, number 32 on the Greek side, angelos, means messenger, envoy, one who is sent, an angel, messenger, from God. You have this word rooted in another word, ago or ego, 71 Greek side, which has to do with a leader taking hold of one, bringing one to a point of destination, one who is able to conduct and bring and lead away to a court of justice, a magistrate, one who is able to impel through the forces and influences on the mind, one who is able to cause one to go and depart. One who is able to lay hold of one, lead you to a destination, even lay hold of an animal. So I'm looking at how we have animal instincts, animal passions. Lay hold of those passions so that the universe, which is the angels of the Most High, every fabric of the universe is the messenger of the Most High. All the way down to the atoms and the molecules and the protons and neutrons. This word is rooted in another word, agele, 34, which has to do with herd and cattle. So these angels are seen as herders, sheep herders, cattle herders, and the angels are sent. And some of these words are feminine. The word for herd or herd or company or cattle, agele, is feminine. The word angelos is masculine. So we see that the angelos, angels, are seen as coming through the sacred masculine. The very act of herding is the sacred feminine. So you see these two polarities working together in the universe to cause us to move from where we are and move to where we need to be. The rebellion now is being influenced by the power of the Most High in the very fabric of the universe. This angel said to Miriam, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee." The word holy. See, we're talking about the birthing process. We're talking about rebellion being birthed from the people. The word holy has to do with being a holy thing or a saint. Hagios, number 40 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. We want to see every fabric of the universe as holy. This is rooted in another word, hagnos, exciting, reverence, venerable, sacred, pure from carnality, chaste, and modest, pure from every fault, immaculate, clean. We want to see the universe. We want to see each other as worthy of reverence, worthy of respect. We want to begin to live a life that is pure and chaste from the terrible influences of this terrible system that seeks to take us off course and take us into that which is destructive. So we want to live clean, be clean, so that we are worthy of bringing in the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. So we have to change our attitude towards one another. Change how we look to one another. Look at one another. We must view each other as holy, righteous, a saint, worthy of love, honor, and respect. Let's take our first break. See you on the other side of the break.